Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the Equippers International podcast, where we're in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And in the previous episode, we talked about this foundational truth of the practicality of the Christian life that Paul describes as walking according to the Spirit. This is probably, on a practical level, my favorite area of studying and learning and growing in the practicalities of the Christian life, because I believe for Paul, this is where it all happens. And this is the truth, that God has accomplished everything necessary in Christ for us to be able to choose to access it in the Spirit. This is what connects the objective truth to the subjective reality of that truth in our lives. Now, Paul's going to describe two categories, two positions, if you want to look at it that way. I've said it over and over again. Paul is a very clear thinker. Now, that doesn't mean that a lot of his understanding of things is not quite deep and difficult to get our heads around, but he sees things very clearly. And he sees the practicality of the Christian life to be in two categories. One, you can be a believer and you can choose to set your mind on the flesh, or you can choose to set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Now, what is Paul talking about? Now, Paul, I believe, in these verses is not talking about things as they relate to salvation or they relate to some eternal destiny. No, he's now bringing it down to the very practicalities of daily living. He's saying that as a believer, you do not set your mind on the things of the flesh, on your natural capacity, on human resources. No, you move into the realm of the Spirit, because the Spirit realm is where the life of Jesus is provided for us and able to empower us to live the Christian life. And this is what Paul means when he talks about being in the Spirit or walking according to the Spirit. Now, let me read these verses in verses 5-8. He says, "For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, and the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." Now, let me stop there. This is what I mean by, I don't believe Paul's talking about salvation categories here. He's talking about practical living. When he talks about death, he just simply means this is not going to be beneficial for us. It's going to lead to a place that we don't thrive. We don't experience abundant life as Jesus came to give us. And in comparison to that, if we will choose the Spirit and we will set our minds on the things of the Spirit, on the resource of the Spirit in our lives, then we will experience life and peace. So these are two distinct categories for Paul, and he's going to make it very clear in the next verses that we'll look at in the next episode that we are in the Spirit. This is going to be the place that we are to take up in our identity in Christ, but it is a volitional choice to walk according to the Spirit. This idea, this metaphor of walking is very foundational in the Christian life. You know, Stephanie and I like to go for walks, but there's a time whenever we go for a walk, we're sitting in the living room and we look at each other and we say, "Let's go for a walk." And there's part of us that just resist standing up, getting our shoes on, and going for a nice long walk. We do it because we know it's good for us, it's healthy, and our bodies need it. But every time we have to make the decision to stand up and go out the door and do the walk. And this is exactly Paul's understanding of the Christian life. He's saying, God has provided everything you need. Get up and walk. Walk by the Spirit. Set your mind on the Spirit. Don't look to your own human ability. This is exactly what the law causes us to do. We see that you should do this and you should not do that. And in our flesh, in our own human ability, we set out in order to do the right thing. But Paul says there's a whole different principle at work now in the life of the believer. We learn to depend and walk by and according to the Spirit. And when we do that, things are activated. Things happen naturally, organically in our lives because it's the life of Christ in us doing the very things that please God. This is what Paul meant when he said the requirement of the law is fulfilled in those who walk according to the Spirit. Now, it goes on in verse 7 to say, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. It's not even able to do that. And those who are of the flesh cannot please God. Now, I don't know how to be any more practical, and I believe all of us can relate. When we are in the flesh, when our minds are not set on the Spirit, when we're not choosing to be in that place of dependence upon the Lord, it's so easy to fall into our own understanding, our own resource, and our own expression of our emotions, of our thoughts, of our words, and that's the place that we normally screw it up. Excuse my language. We get in the flesh, we get in our own resources and our own ability, and we get it wrong. But if we will live in that beautiful place of dependence on the Spirit, of what Paul talks about when he says, walk according to the Spirit. You see, that's what I believe ultimately Jesus Christ did. He walked according to the Spirit. He lived in perfect dependence on the Spirit of God, looking only to the Father, listening to what he said, doing what he said to do, saying what he said to say, and that's how he lived his perfect life on earth. And this is the same resource that we have available to us as his children, that we would walk according to the Spirit, that we would choose to focus our minds, our emotions, our thoughts on the Spirit, and that we would say, Lord Jesus, I'm focusing on you. I'm fixing my eyes on you. I'm dependent upon you. I realize in my own fleshly resources, I'm not able to do the right thing. This is such a liberating place. It's not a place of performance, of religiosity. It's a place of complete surrender and dependence upon God, because that is how God created us to live. He created us to be dependent creatures. And there's something that fights against that place in us, in the natural. In our flesh, we want to stand up and do it on our own. But God says, no, depend on my Spirit. Walk according to my leadership in your life. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to go off into some other verses in Paul and kind of fill out this idea of walking. But in this episode, I want you to consider what it means to set your mind on the things of the Spirit, to put yourself in a place of dependency on the Spirit of God to lead you into the ways that are pleasing to Him. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.